With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to day three of this year's Cheltenham Festival. The highlight, of course, the Sunbet Stairs Hurdle, Group 1 race for the staying hurdlers on day three of the festival. The Scottish Sun Sport Racing Team is here to look ahead to the big race and some of the supporting races as well. Colin Duncan, Ed Watson and Robert Thompson here with me, Jim Delahunt. The Sunbet Stairs Hurdle dominated market-wise, Robert, by one horse. You know what I mean, Harry.
And rightly so, because I think he's probably head and shoulders above everyone else in this race. Won Albert Bartlett last year, just keeps on improving. Yeah. Every run he seems to have improved. He was at Newbury when he was 6-1 in the morning at the start of this year at the Hennessy meeting. 6-1, well backed, and he's never looked back since. I don't see what gets near him, and to be honest, I can't believe he's still odds against. He should be odds on.
I think the only reason he probably isn't odds on is the fact he's trained by Harry Fry rather than Willie Mullins or Paul Nicholls. I think he's been trained
with
Gordon Elliott. I think he's trained with one of the big boys.
He's
an odds on shot. Yeah. I'm firmly with Robert. I really can't see how he's going to beat, you know, the further he could win over 2.5 miles, he could win over 3 miles. If he ran over 4 miles, he would still win. He's just such a big engine, and I don't think there's much really strength and depth to the stairs race this season, and I'm struggling to find, you know, a legitimate contender that could push him all the way. Cole Harden, who won the race 2 years ago, might be the one to chase him home, but I don't think, you know, as the last time out of the race showed, I don't think he's going to get past
this. Is a real rags to riches story, because although he's now owned by JP McManus, this is a horse that lost its first 10 or 11 hurdles races, joined Harry Fry, rated 123, and now he's won 8 on the spin, and suddenly, including the three key trials for this race at Newbury, at Ascot and the Cleve Hurdle last time. I think those are the three races that Thistlecrack won last year on route to a demolition job at Cheltenham. He isn't a Thistlecrack. He's maybe not too far behind, but the odds, even 5-4, is not my kind of, not a working man's price, and I'm a working man, Jim. So
it is a division that throws up these horses, though, that are just a level above everything else.
Big bucks.
Yeah, big bucks. Yeah.
And English Driver.
And then we've had Thistlecrack last year. It just seems to be a division that you do get one superstar pops out, and they are significantly ahead of the rest.
Yeah, being Barracuda before that, they seem to go on for a block maybe two or 3 years at a time, and it just nothing.
I think he's the one. He's the one for.
The other thing I would say is that he's a 9-year-old. He's a third season hurdler, which traditionally aren't necessarily the ideal kind of trends, but he's head and shoulders above the British trained horses. Cole Harden on better ground might have a chance of narrowing the gap on him, but he was getting £8 from, you know what I mean, Harry, and still couldn't beat him last time. But he would need good ground. The one horse that I would want to, if I was going to be backing against a favourite, I would want to be on, would be an Irish trained horse called Shane's Hill, who has come to three festivals, finished second in a Champion Bumper, second to Duvan in a Supreme, and second to Black Lion in the RSA Chase. I think 3 miles over hurdles are his prime conditions. I think he's been brought along slowly this year because he was really busy after Cheltenham last year. He went to, I think, Aintree, Punchestown, and he went to America as well and was a bit of a money spinner over there. I think he's gradually sort of working his way back into form. He's around about 8-1, so I thought he was the standout each way bet against the favourite.
We're asking, you know what I mean, Harry, who, as you pointed out, lost his first 10 hurdles.
10 or 11 hurdles, it might be 11, yeah.
You're asking him to beat a champion hurdler at a trip, which people have been saying for the last 3 years, is Jeske's best. I'm willing to forgive Jeske his last run, because his reappearance run made him look as if he was almost back to his best.
That's a fair shout. It's whether he can do it. Was it Hurricane Fly beat him maybe 1 year when he tried 3 miles? But yeah, how well would that go down in the McManus camp?
Yeah, Jeske, well, he will be winning the second colours, of course.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
The one negative I would have about Jeske is the fact he won't have the assistance of Barry Geraghty.
Walsh will probably ride.
You know, I mean, Geraghty just seems to be.
He was unbeaten him for a long time. Yeah. McCoy couldn't win.
McCoy, didn't he like McCoy?
Yeah, he just seems a better horse with Barry Geraghty on board. That would be more than a concern.
Yeah, and of course, he misses the entire meeting with Brooks and Dempsey punching
one. Nigel Swiss and Davis still insist that Bally Optic is up to this class, despite the fact that he hasn't shown it this season. We don't get it, do we?
Oh, Nigel likes saying these things, though, doesn't he? He'll be telling everyone the new one's going to win the champion hurdle for the next 10
you
days.
You think the new one should be in this race?
Well, I did, yeah. He's got a better chance in this race than he's got the champion. Although the champion has cut up now, so maybe he has been proved right.
We'll see how that pans out. I'm going to go Jeske each way in the Sunbet Stairs hurdle, but I fully acknowledge, you know what I mean, Harry, is the best horse in the race, by the look of it, on form. So let's move on to the Ryanair. It could have been a really good start to the day for JP McManus, because, of course, he owns Uxie Sandra, which is sitting about third favourite for the Ryanair at the moment. To win that race, he has to get past Undeso.
Depends on the ground, doesn't it?
Mm.
If the ground does come up softish, then Undeso is a massive player, but would you trust him on better ground? I'm not sure I would these days.
I'm not convinced he's jumped that last time out when he won. He's jumping, he seems to take off very, very early from the fence. He almost spread eagles the fence. It's just almost his class that gets him over. Yeah. I mean, I just, and the hustle and bustle of a race like that when we're going a good gallop, I just wonder if there'll be extra pressure on his jumping as well.
If Duvan didn't exist, would he be in this race? He probably wouldn't, would he?
No.
It's just slotting. No. Willie Mullins slotting pegs in.
I think he's vulnerable at this trip as well. I know he's won over intermediate trips before, but for me, at the prices, he's one of the horses, a bit like Mellon, that you've got to take on at this meeting. I think there's plenty of credible opposition in behind him in the market. For me, one of which would be Empire of Dirt, who won a handicap at the meeting in impressive fashion. He demolished them, really. That was his last run for Cole Murphy. He's since moved to the master trainer that is Gordon Elliott. Yeah. He easily won. He's got form at 3 miles, which is key in this race now since it became a Grade One. He won the Troy Town impressively, very impressively, on his first start for Elliott. And then last time out, he was given a hold-up ride in a slowly run Irish Gold Cup. Perhaps if things had panned out differently, he may well have beaten Sizing John. He's a late comer to this kind of stage. He's a 10-year-old now. He had a number of non-completions, but it seems as if it's a horse that's taken a while just to kind of build his confidence up. And now he's got sort of the winning thread. I thought for me, he was probably my napper than time meeting.
Being 10-year-old's no ideal, but it has been done. I bet I've run one as a 10-year-old, so it's not impossible.
He's a late bloomer. He's better than ever by some distance, and I think Gordon Elliott has just eked out even more improvement from him.
I mean, it's a race that the sponsors have never won, obviously owned by Michael O'Reilly, Jiggenstown, the fact that, and if you look back at the last couple of runnings of the race, he's always put a horse in the race with one eye on next season's Gold Cup. I think last season it was Val Solido, who ran an absolutely cracker against
the year before Don Cossack.
Yep. So they're always looking a year ahead, so always one of his better horses. He's probably the second string sub-lieutenant, so also got a good chance as well.
Good jumper.
You know, last season it was campaigned over 3 miles, but he looks much more suited back dropping down and trip. You know, beat Outlander at the start of the season, who's prominent in the betting for the Gold Cup, and wasn't beaten far by Jack Adam and Sizing John as well, so I must have a good chance as well.
I agree.
Yeah, good race coming up for the Ryanair Chase. The card opens on Thursday with the JLT Novices Chase over 2.5 miles. The anti-post favourite here is a horse that many people thought might be switched to the champion hurdle. He hasn't been, York Hill. He had a schooling session at Leopardstown over the weekend. Didn't look great over the first couple of fences, but worn to his task, is that fair?
He's an absolute crackpot, John. I mean, he's a serious, serious machine, but he's mental. I mean, he pulled Ruby onto the hurdles course and was big, was good into them, and if he stands up and he jumps properly, he wins. But at the price, can you trust him? He's certainly one I'd be looking to take on.
And they are going to school him again, because obviously things didn't go to plan on Sunday. So again, that would be a real fascinating one, as Colin pointed out earlier on with Willie Mullins' late target switches. I still would rule out this horse being switched to champion hurdle, and if he did, that's because I backed him at 20-1 for the champion, so I'm still praying that he does, but I just wouldn't rule it out, particularly after Sunday. That's adding more fuel to the fire.
Well, talking about putting pegs in holes when you're referring to Willie Mullins, what about Nicky Henderson putting top notch in the JLT because he doesn't want to take on Altior?
Well, it's from the same stable, aren't they, as well, so that kind of makes sense that you switch that. He's a really likeable horse, top notch. His form's got better and better, but
jumps
he's,
really well.
He does, yeah. He's not the biggest horse in the world. Cheltenham's Fences take a bit of jumping. I just think there'll be one or two that are too good for him, even though he's shown a high level of form.
Festival form's rock solid, though.
It was second apiece in Coventry.
Yeah, fifth in the champion. Yeah. Fifth in the champion hurdle as well. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he's no mug. He never ever screamed chaser, though, did he?
No, that's the thing, yeah.
But that form of that race that you talked about, Charbel, Le Presienne, top notch, looks like, that was a hot race.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Nicholls and Sam Twiston Davis seem to like Politologue. Any thoughts on that one, Colin?
Yeah, well, I mean, they gave the indication early in the season that he was going to put it by, that he wasn't going to go to the festival with this horse, Jim. He seemed to be keeping it for Aintree or even Punchestown and just minding him for next season with the one eye in the future. But he seems to have a change of heart over the last couple of weeks. I don't know if that's maybe because the race has cut up a little bit and it's surprised, he's surprised him in the gallops at home and he's decided to go this way. The one I probably fancy is the one just above him in the betting is Disco. I thought it won the best trial, which is normally the best trial, the Flogus, and when it outstayed our Duke.
Yeah.
I think our Duke, Jesse Harrington's, is one of arguably the best novice that we've seen this season. I thought it might go for the RSA, but they seem to think that it could be a potential Gold Cup horse next year, so they wanted to take it easy with it. Disco beat it fair and square, albeit it was over 2.5 mile rather than 3, which is our Duke's best trip. But I think just the way and the manner it won, it went to the front and its jumping was spectacular. And when you look at likes of York Hill, after schooling says, his jumping has been terrible. Top notch, as Ed says, a very small horse, so there's going to be some pressure on its jumping. I just think Disco, we know it stays and its jumping's first class. I think that's probably, I would rather look there than Politologue.
Okay, I take all the points on board about Disco. I think he's an improver for Noel Mead. But I'm despite size, I'm just for top notch in the JLT. The other highlights, just a quick mention for the Brown Advisory and Merrybell Stable Plate. Robert, you might have won in that.
Well, I quite like Pinky Brown in this race. He was brought out early, raced 4 times between the 5th of October and the 10th of November. Got his mark at 137, which should get him in at the bottom of this handicap. He's since been put away, got a spin in the all weather to keep him fit. And there's a nice bit of form, he's second to Forest Bean at Toaster. Beaten 2.5 lengths, having given him £2. Forest Bean's now rated 149 and goes for the Arkle.
Yeah.
So if he runs a big race in the Arkle, Pinky Brown should be a good contender for this.
Okay, we're all looking forward to Thursday, day 3 of the...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cheltenham Festival.